Pemberton councillor Ted Craddock has identified his main priority for 2024, tackling public drinking and antisocial behavior in downtown Pemberton. The public toilet beside Blackbird Bakery at the train station in Pemberton has faced ongoing challenges related to misuse, inappropriate behavior and vandalism, according to the Village of Pemberton, VOP. At a council meeting on Tuesday, January 23, Craddock said solving the issues will be top of his own agenda this year. "The number one issue we have to deal with this year is the drinking problem in the downtown core. It's going to be my top priority. It's ruining our community," he said. "It's ruining businesses. It's something that we have talked about. I've brought it to the table a number of times." Craddock said he is concerned about the impression newcomers and tourists first get of Pemberton. "Tourists coming off the train here, riding the Rocky Mountaineer, were running into people who were abusive and drunk. We can't have that anymore," he said. "We have to look for an alternative. I don't think our downtown should be affected any longer. I don't think the RCMP are giving out enough tickets. People are openly drinking around there. I'm concerned about what the downtown looks like when people come into our community." "Consistent public intoxication can be a complex issue requiring a collaborative approach," said Staff Sergeant Sasha Banks of the Sea to Sky RCMP, in an email, adding council members can reach out to the RCMP directly if they have concerns. In regards to the intoxicated in public concerns, Pemberton RCMP members consistently patrol the downtown area of Pemberton, including the Blackbird Bakery, Banks said. "Yes, tickets have been handed out in the past, and Pemberton RCMP does receive calls regarding this matter in the area mentioned." Craddock expanded on his original comments in an interview with Peak, saying young families in the area are intimidated by the behavior. "What I am hearing from the public is that there is a lot of open liquor being consumed. People are becoming loud and obnoxious and take up a lot of the seating around Blackbird Bakery," he said. "Having to close the public washrooms because they had been vandalized is just not right. I am prepared to work with the community, the local RCMP and maybe the health unit to try and find a solution to this. It has been ongoing for a number of years." Craddock believes several parties must get together to help make things better. "There are parents with young kids who feel uncomfortable going down to the Blackbird Bakery now because of what is going on down there," he said. "My plan is to bring it back to council and have this conversation. I've talked to the RCMP a number of times and they have been really good. I am just not too sure how we solve this. Hopefully, if we get a bunch of agencies involved, we can come up with a plan." Sea to Sky Community Services offers the Homeless Outreach and Prevention Program for those experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness, as well as the Pemberton Food Bank for those facing food insecurity. Read more at sscs.ca. The social service provider hopes its new development at Harrow Road will be an essential facility for locals. "Our vision for Pemberton Program House at Harrow Road is to be a resource for community referrals and supports for anyone in community who is looking for help, whether it be early interventions or meeting immediate needs," said Senior Manager of Communications and Engagement, Megan Reynolds. "We are also exploring funding opportunities to enhance our service levels in this regard. The facility is scheduled to open in the spring of 2026, and we will begin our capital campaign to raise funds for the project later this year." Vancouver Coastal Health did not respond to a request for comment before Peak's deadline.